24 minutes past 8. To make a great recording, you need more than just a laptop and a good idea. This is what fans of our great music studios are claiming they would, wouldn't they, as the digital world threatens to blow them away. Our arts correspondent, David Sillitoe, has been looking into it.
Headley Grange, The Manor, Olympic, Wessex, recording studios across Britain have been closing. Here at Basing Street in London's Notting Hill, a tour around the corridors is a journey through music history.
They recorded Stairway to Heaven in Studio One, so sometimes they say this is the Stairway to Heaven. This is the flat above Studio One where Bob Marley and Jimi Hendrix stayed.
So Bob Marley lived here?
Lived here for a while. We've still got his bath.
This isn't just the sound of Bob Marley and the Wailers. It's the sound of Studio 2, Basing Street. Roxy Music, George Michael, The Who, Cat Stevens, Band-Aid, Queen, they all recorded here. And for the last 32 years, it's been owned by one of Britain's most successful producers, Trevor Horn.
Recording studios are kind of dying at the moment. So many more records are made in people's bedrooms. A proper commercial studio like this, it's not an easy time. Thank God we're doing okay.
There's obviously something quite magical has gone on in this building. It's not just a building, is it?
It's more than just a building. It somehow it has a feeling to it. The thing is, if you look at a room like this, it probably costs somewhere in the region of £750,000. The sound in here is really good. If you get something to sound good in here, it'll sound good anywhere in the world.
It's expensive though, isn't it?
It's expensive. It's not as expensive as it used to be. Not as expensive as it should be. But the difference between this place and the bedroom is that you can take chances in here. But a bedroom, you don't know what you're doing. You won't be able to take the kind of risks that we can take.
There are classic stories. The famous record Relax was recorded here. The actual version that came out, the vocals were Frankie Goes to Hollywood, weren't they?
Yeah.
The rest?
The original band weren't on the version of Relax that came out. But it was inspired by what they played. It was in the spirit of the band. Relax, don't do it when you want
to go to it. And that is the background to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the producers!
Good evening, Leeds. We've had a great day here.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52.
This band of producers has stepped out from behind the mixing desks to perform and impart their knowledge. Because